You know, I studied all week. Off and on, one, two or three passages of scripture. And I thought, boy, this is what it is. And this morning I got up, had some more scripture on my mind. Boy, I know this is what it is. And more scripture back yonder. I could read. Maybe this would work. And, you know, Sunday school wore on. I tried to meditate what was going on and what was being said in scripture. And from the first of the week, there was a thought hit my mind, and I pushed it back and left it alone. Just left it laying there. And I didn't dwell on it. But as Sunday school wore on, it come up again. And then I know, well, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do with it. I'll read it. And I still don't know. Now, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God. And we believe in the Holy Spirit. But sometimes, the word believe, we use, can be a stumbling block to us. I just jump out, I believe this, and I won't change my mind. I'm a going for it, and that's all it's. They ain't nobody changed my mind. It becomes a stumbling block. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, who am I to try to do anything? You know what? I believe I'm saved. And that's enough. From there on, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. I give it a stand. I'll do the best I can. So, in the 10th chapter of Romans, we're going to read a little bit. The Apostle Paul was teaching a lot on this morning. I believe with all my heart that he was trying to do the right thing, don't you? Why? Because as he go along, we can see results of what he's teaching, preaching, praying about. We witness that. We believe it because we got something to identify it with. Brethren, my heart's desire and praying to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and gone about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Boys, I tell you what, I don't know what Paul's ancestor was, and I don't know where he come from or where he went, but I do know one thing, that he was, his heart's desire was for Israel, that they might be saved. The man that he was teaching, preaching about was the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he taught, The Bible said in the first chapter of John, Jesus said, I come to my own. I am my own received. I mean not. But listen to everyone that receive Him. To them give He power to become the sons of God. Listen to Paul. He said they bear a record that they have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Brother, listen, as I look on this world, I can still see how that people have still got a zeal of God, but I have not submitted themselves under the righteousness of God. Listen, I see the Bible said he come to his own, but his own received him not. Why? Because they were satisfied living under the law. They was welcome acquainted with the law. They had to make a change. Brother, listen, and they had a problem with making a change, submitting themselves, coming out from under there of the old law, standing out on the salvation of the Lord. Brother, listen, people still has a problem with submitting themselves to the righteousness of God. Oh, but he said, my heart's desire in praying to God is that Israel shall be saved. He made every effort. He went a last smile, trying to witness for them. I still see people today still having the same problem. They are ignorant of God's righteousness. When I first began to preach, I love to preach. Back in the old Bible, what great stories I was reading. What great man. But I was ignorant in the righteousness of God. And I realized that I'm going to have to come down to the very simple basis of salvation. Most of the time you'll see people digging plumbing over their heads. The way is so simple. He even made parables breaking it down so we can understand. Listen, but we got a problem bringing herself back to being so simple. I could just read a parable. I love the parable. You know what? When I read a parable, you read down across the Bible, and it said the kingdom of heaven is lacking under this parable or in this or that. Most of the time, we override it. To get on meat that we can't even eat. We priced up the milk.
Amen, brother.
Listen. Making a change. That's what the teaching was about this morning. Making a change. Submitting ourselves under the righteousness of God. Brother, listen, Jesus, I passed by one time, and he said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. Brother, there was a man, and he was blind from his mother's womb. I held a long time that he was blind. And they would sit at the gate. Listen, and begging. But he just seemed dismayed.
clay out of spittle, and he took it, and he anointed this man. Listen, it couldn't see. And he said to go wash, and the man wash, and come see. Brother, listen, he was ready for a change, because he was blind. He couldn't see.
Amen.
How to travel. This man was ready for a change. And listen, the Jews, Israel, and everybody, and they weren't ready to see a miracle like this. Listen, their problem was that it happened on the Sabbath day. Listen. And they begin to question the man. They begin to question the man. And the man said, you know, they even said he's a sinner. This man said, boys, he said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Brother, I'll say this to you today. At one time, I was lost in the clutches of sin. I've been led around. I'm with the devil. But one day, I can say that Jesus saved. This boy forgive me of my sins and establish my going in Him. And I'm safely saved. I'm not a sinner no more. Listen, but what do I have to do? Submit myself unto the righteousness of God. Let Him take over. And just what I believe or to be, a lot of people, they are comfortable with where they're at, and they believe that it ought to be this way, and not question God. Listen, and they justify themselves. I just to go right on down the road. There was a parable that I always had a problem with. I just couldn't understand. He said that the kingdom of heaven is like. There was a man, Brother Brian, he looked on this morning and he saw the sun and had noticed spring was nigh. This man went forth and he sowed his wheat in his field, but the servant came and looked on the field, and he began, when it come forth, I began to bear fruit. He said, whoa, somebody has sowed tares in the field. And he went to the man, and he said, shall I gather the tires? Shall I gather them up and burn them, bind them and burn them? No, the man said, leave them alone. Let them grow together. Let them grow together. In the day of the harvest, I will say to my servant, now's the day. He said, I will separate them. He'll separate them. He said, if you start rooting them up now, he said, you'll root out some of the good, some of the wheat. What was that saying, preacher? Listen, I don't know what you have to do. I don't know how the Lord is dealing with you. Brother, I'm here to tell you that we're standing face to face with the Holy Ghost power of God. And if you need to do something, you need to come forth. And you need to have a change in your life. You need to submit yourself under the righteousness of God. Why, preacher? Because that He's got a work for you to do.
Amen.
What are we going to do with it? Listen. And He'll let the church grow together. The devil tries to get in. He takes his seat. Listen, preacher, I believe I'm all right. I really do, preacher, but you know, I'm just not going to submit myself my Sundays or my Sunday nights. I've just got things to do. Listen. We're His servants. We need to be about the Father's business. We need to be doing the things. Why? Not only that we want to go to heaven, we got loved ones and friends and neighbors out that's lost and don't want to make a change. I to submit themselves to the righteousness of God. I give us a license. I to sit down and not do nothing. We need to continue to try. To continue to try to be a servant.
Amen.
Listen. Spreading the good news. Living where they can see Christ in us. Paul had a great burden for the lost. I don't know, he might have been akin to them people, I don't know. And that ain't important. He had a great burden for them was lost. That would not make a change, would not submit themselves under God's righteousness. Oh, they had a zeal of God. Yeah. There's people today that wears the name of a Christian. They'll not submit themselves under the righteousness of God. We need to come out among the world and stand four square for God. I don't know what you've got out of the few scattered words this morning. But he said, they're ignorant of God's righteousness. A lot of times, if we're ignorant of God's righteousness, we're willingly ignorant. What are you saying? Well, I believe if it's to be, it will be. We better believe that we got to put an effort in the work of God. We better believe and we better act on it. Listen, I could believe that Jesus coming and sit home all day long, not put forth an effort of nothing. You think I'd be pleasing with God? No. Paul went forth many, many times. Paul was a man, smart man of the law. He knew the law to the letter. But he come ignorant and dumb, not knowing anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And he learned easy went a lot. He didn't just jump out all at once and know everything. We don't know everything. Sometimes, you know, I don't know how in the world that I could ever have been saved as ignorant as I am. But we got to put forth our effort. We start from a little baby, begin to crawl, then we'll make a step. Then we'll make two steps. And before long, we'll pick it up and run with it. Head over the hill. That's the way it is with being saved. Take it a little at a time. Learn a little at a time. And the parables. I'd like to have a Bible study on the parables one day. You know, Jesus made the parables for us to learn more about. If I can compare this with that, I kind of know more about what's going on. When Paul, he looked at the Jews, he looked at Israel, and he saw how stubborn they was. It ain't changed much. People, once in a while, will believe and come out and have a change. Even in our church world today, people, they don't want to change. Well, we're doing all right. Well, maybe something else could do better. I don't know. People need to change. Moving on for God. If we see somebody come and get saved, we see change. Building up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What did it say? Making a difference. Making a difference. I don't know why this morning, but the Scripture said,
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have gone about to establish their own righteousness. Filthy as filthy rags. Their own righteousness. I'm here to tell you, Dean, if you're saved and you're pleased with God, your righteousness is not filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Your own self-righteousness you establish in your own heart is filthy as rags. But God's righteousness is holy and pure and undefiled. Man, they will carry you home one day after a while.
Amen.
One day after a while. You be saved and the Lord's pleased with your life. And you have submitted yourself unto the righteousness of God. Don't let nobody tell you your righteousness is filthy as rags. Your own righteous, self-righteous is filthy as rags. But God's righteousness that dwells in us, we live the best that we know how, is going to heaven one day. That's what He died for. You're saved today. You let everybody know it. That's something to be proud of. Your change made a difference. David, come and get a song.
318.
I don't know why this morning, but I watered this around. I didn't really know which way I was going. This we stayed.